Well, howdy fellas. Now, I've just got back from getting a takeaway. And unfortunately, it wasn't a very good one. It was a McDonald's, and I had it in the parking area of McDonald's. But surprisingly enough, it was pretty good. And I'll tell you why. I ordered it through the drive-thru, and they asked me to go park, and they bring it to me. Usually, you just drive to the next window and they hand it over. I guess it wasn't ready. Then it wasn't too long before they brought the burger over. And it tasted good, because it was freshly cooked. And so were the fries. So I guess McDonald's doesn't taste too bad, if you get it when it's just cooked. But it hardly ever is it? That's the thing. But anyway, I'd like to share an observation I had when I was eating my burger. There was a car parked there, sort of across the place from me, and some people returned to it. There was a man and a femon, and they were both about 50-some years old, and they both looked pretty fit. And the man was pushing a wheelchair. Then there was a femon in the wheelchair who was about 20-some years old. Obviously, they had issues. When I watched as the man pushed the wheelchair towards the car and then stopped and locked the wheelchair, opened the door, which was a sliding door in this vehicle, which was handy. Obviously, they got the vehicle for that. And his partner, the femon, was standing beside them with her handbag over her arm. You know, as femons do. Anyway, the man fiddled around and helped this person into the back seat of the vehicle. This person could move a bit and everything, so he didn't have to pick her up or anything. Then I guess he sorted her all out in there and then closed the door. Then he unlocked the wheelchair, folded the wheelchair up, went to the trunk, opened the trunk, put the wheelchair in the trunk, closed the trunk. And throughout all this, which took a bit of time, his femon partner was standing outside the passenger car door, just standing there. Anyway, the man opened the driver's side door, and this was obviously a signal, so she opened the passenger side door, and they both got in. The vehicle reversed out and pulled away. And I should imagine when they get to their destination, this would play itself out again, kind of a opposite way, with the femon standing there beside the door or wherever, doing nothing. I mean, this guy's femon partner was quite fit-looking, nothing wrong with her. It's not as if he had to pick her up and put her in the back of the vehicle. But for some reason, she didn't deem herself to help out in any way. It was the man's job, apparently. And this is how the entitlement has conditioned them into expecting the man to pretty much do everything. Well, I know this is kind of just a simple little thing, but it does show you how ingrained it is in the femons. You know what I would love to happen? They get to their destination. The man gets the wheelchair out and puts it behind the back door. And, of course, the femon would be standing there with her handbag, whatever. And he turns round to her and says, "Look, I do this all the time. Why don't you do something for a change?" And he walks away. But I'd love to be there to see the look on the femon's face. And, of course, really, that's the thing that we have to do to these femons, to make them realize how goddamn lazy they are. I don't care what anybody says. Generally, men are stronger than femons. But this sort of exercise didn't take strength, did it? So what do you think, guys, about that? Then have you got any ideas about some other scenarios that you've seen happen like that? Don't forget, I'm not going to work tomorrow, so it's going to be another beer night. God, I love it when a plan comes together. Hey, what series is that from? Take it easy.